Welcome to the sixth edition of Rossville Remembers Oral Histories, brought to you by the Rossville Community Library, recorded on May 13, 2014. Part of the mission of this project is to collect, record, and share Rossville stories, both old and new. Today, Bill Hess is walking us down Main Street's memory lane.
I was born in Rossville. And I'm going to tell you about all of the buildings on Main Street. The south end of Main Street on the corner was Milt Bonner's garage. And then just east of him was a welding shop on the alley, was Alfred Hawes. He was there for years and years, had a welding shop and a battery shop. Well, then right across the street, there was a cleaning place. The foundation is still there. You can go by there and look, and you can see the cement work where the foundation used to be. I remember taking my dad's suit down there. I run it down for him, but they would clean suits and coats, whatever. But it was a little building and was a cleaning establishment. I have no idea who ran it, but the foundation is still there. And then we come around the corner, and there was a restaurant, which is now the Legion. Pardee's owned the restaurant, and then next to it, there was a barbershop, Jack Gleason. Next to it was the City Hall. And then next to it was another restaurant, but now it's the drugstore. And then farther north, the Reporter was owned by Pete Navarre, and it was right next to the KP&L building. And then there was a little lady. She lived on Main Street in just one of them little tiny buildings. And then we go to Earl Stovall, had a hardware store. And it was destroyed in a windstorm in the 40s. The storm completely gutted it and was the only building on Main Street that it bothered. It's amazing. Maybe one or two windows, but it was the only building that blew down. And he never built it back. And so that is where the dentist office is now. And then we go on north and we had a hotel. The hotel was right next to Wiener's. Wiener's is still there, but there's a vacant lot, and that's where the hotel was, right south of Wiener's. And there was a bank in Wiener's. When I was a kid, there was a bank in that store. Upstairs above the Wiener's store, they used to have movies where my kids went to. And then the north side was a pool hall. And then we go on north of Wiener's, and there was a shop by the name of Voorhees. He had a filling station and a repair garage. And then there's two buildings there now, I noticed, but they're all new. It was, I think, Gene Pelfrey built one, and telephone company's got a little building. And then the building on the end of Main Street on the east side was Mr. Crow. He had a feed store. He used to get feed in a different kind of protein and stuff in sacks, and he'd dump it out on the floor, so many sacks of this and that, and they'd shovel it and mix it together. That was before they had a machine to mix their feed. And he finally got one. He could put the stuff in, it would mix it up. And he delivered all over the state. He used to put it in the back of his pickup in his car and delivered. It was Acme Feed. And then around the corner was McBurney's welding shop. On the west side was Perry Plumbing Shop, where the library sits. It burnt down, so then they built a library on it. And next to Perry's was a man that had a violin shop. His name was Guth. He made violins, and inside his little building, he used to hang them all the way around, and on Saturday night, you could hear him playing them. It's a shame that somebody didn't get one of those, you know, to kind of keep it. On Saturday night, everything was open on Saturday night. And then there was the bank, and then C.E. Kliss had the hardware store. They had the international store later, and now Anderson. That was the international store. And then above it, there's a stage that's still up there. We used to have dances and movies. You ever been up there? You ought to go up. The stage is still there. And that goes back when they had dances way back in the old days. So go on down the street where we had a creamery shop, a barber shop, a drugstore. George Young, my father-in-law, owned the Rossville drugstore. He bought it from the Nicholsons. And then the post office was on the west side of the Main Street. That was where Wiener owns it now. He's renting it, where the lodge used to be. And then Nellie had a little store there south of the house. little cloth store, had needles and thread and whatever women needed. And then next to it, there was Howard Stiles, had a real estate office. And then there was a chiropractor was in there. And then on the corner, there was a building that had rented rooms. Well, a guy from Waumega come down and tore the real estate office, all them buildings out, and put a laundromat there. We had a laundromat down there, a big laundromat, and that was there for years. And then People State Bank come in and bought all that and put the bank in where the bank is now. Ron Lutz was owner, but the guy from Waumega put that laundromat in. His name was Willie. And then on the corner across the street where the Legions got their monument, there was a gazebo. And they used to have band concerts there on Saturday night. And then one summer when I was a kid, there was a guy that lived underneath that gazebo in the summertime, and we used to run up on it and jump up, and it was about three steps high. And we used to run up on it, jump up and down, and he'd holler and yell at us. We'd run. Anyway.
Thank you for listening to this Rossville Remembers Oral History podcast. For more information or additional recordings, visit our website at www.rossvillelibrary.org.